if you have love for one another. The word of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Whenever a pastor is called to a new presbytery, they have to undergo an examination. The examination begins with submission of a faith statement. The faith statement is first submitted on the pastor's information form called a PIF, but there's a limited amount of space for the statement. When I submitted my faith statement, the Committee on Examinations of Grace Presbytery asked me to rewrite it because I had not said what I believed about the sacraments. Since that time, I've thought a lot about the sacraments and what they mean to me. The Presbyterian Church recognizes two sacraments, and tonight we celebrate the birthday of one of them. And while other denominations recognize more sacraments, we limit it to two as the only ones that Jesus specifically instituted. Easter Sunday is traditionally a time to celebrate the sacrament of baptism, and we'll be doing that this Easter. Maundy Thursday is a celebration of the sacrament of communion, or the Last Supper. The symbol for baptism is the font. The symbol for communion, the Lord's Supper, is the table. That is why we're focusing on the table tonight. That's why each of us will celebrate communion sitting at table tonight. Like the bread and the cup, the table is an ordinary, everyday symbol of sacred truth. Jesus did not invent a new symbol. Jesus took a sacred meal, the Passover feast, and gave it even deeper meaning. In fact, many Jews are eating the Passover Seder meal tonight, as described by what Bob read earlier. As we read in Exodus, when the Jews ate lamb and unleavened bread, they remembered the saving action of God in delivering them from death in Egypt. The blood of the lamb spread on the doorpost symbolized the saving action of God as the angel of death passed over them. The unleavened bread symbolized the hurried exit the Jews took from the bondage they had suffered in Egypt. Jesus, our unblemished lamb, took the wine, the fruit of the grapevine, and likened it to his blood shed for the remission of sin. Remember, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Jesus took the sacred meal, already a symbol of the unity and salvation of the family of God, and extended it to include us. Jesus likened the bread to his body, which you recall Jesus had also previously said in John, "I am the bread of life." And importantly, Jesus said that at the table. The sacraments are not solitary acts. We do not go off by ourselves and show how different we are by our sacraments. We do common, everyday, inclusive acts like washing and eating. We celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ who came to us in everyday flesh and blood and who did everyday things like washing and eating. We sit down together as a family, not because we must do so to be saved, but because we may do so, because we've been invited by our Lord. We sit down at table with the whole family of God who has been invited and is invited by Jesus Christ. It's particularly meaningful that we share this celebration with our friends from Angel of Joy. Let us go to the table together. Amen. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God.